1. 2 weeks later.
Why are they sending their representative instead of meeting with us themselves?
Dylan Westmoreland glanced across the room at his cousin Bailey. He'd figured she would be the one with questions. He had called a family meeting of his 6 brothers and 8 cousins to apprise them of the phone call he'd received yesterday. The only person missing from this meeting was his youngest brother, Bane, who was on a special assignment somewhere with the Navy SEALs.
I presume the reason they are sending someone outside their family is to play it safe, Bailey. In a way, I understand them doing so. They have no proof that what we're claiming is the truth.
But why would we claim them as relatives if they aren't? Bailey persisted. When our cousin James contacted you a few years ago about our relationship with them, I don't recall you questioning him.
Dylan chuckled.
Only because James didn't give me a chance to question anything. He showed up one day at our Blue Ridge office with his sons and nephews in tow and said that we were kin. I couldn't deny a thing when looking into Dare's face, which looked just like mine.
Maybe we should have tried that approach. Bailey tapped a finger to her chin. Just showed up and surprised them. Rico didn't think that was a good idea. From his research, it seems the outlaws are a pretty close-knit family who don't invite outsiders into their fold,
Megan Westmoreland Claiborne said. Rico, her husband, was the private investigator hired by the Westmorelands to find members of their extended family.
And I agreed with Rico, Dylan said. Claiming kinship is something some people don't do easily. We're dealing with relatives whose last name is Outlaw. They had no inkling of a Westmoreland connection until Rico dropped the bomb on them. If the shoe was on the other foot and someone showed up claiming they were related to me, I would be cautious as well.
Well, I don't like it, Bailey said, meeting the gazes of her siblings and cousins.
We've picked up on that, Bay,
Ramsey Westmoreland, her eldest brother, said, pulling her ear. He then switched his gaze to Dylan.
So when is their representative coming?
His name is Walker Rafferty, and he's arriving tomorrow. I thought that would be perfect since everyone is home for Aiden and Jillian's wedding this weekend. The Atlanta Westmorelands will be here as well, so he'll get to meet them too.
What does he intend to find out about us? Bailey wanted to know.
That you, Bane, Adrian, and Aiden are no longer Hellions, Stern Westmoreland said, grinning.
Go to...
Bailey stopped and glanced at everyone staring at her.
Go wash your face, Stern.
Stop trying to provoke her, Stern, Dylan said, shaking his head. Rafferty probably wants to get to know us so he can report back to them that we're an okay group of people. Don't take things personally. Like I said, it's just a precaution on their part.
He paused as if an idea had come to him.
And Bailey?
Yes?
Since you're the most apprehensive about Mr. Rafferty's visit, I want you to pick him up from the airport.
Me?
Yes, you. And I expect you to make a good impression. Remember, you'll be representing the entire family.
Bailey representing the entire family? The thought of that doesn't bother you, Dill?
Canyon Westmoreland said, laughing.
We don't want to scare him off. Hell, she might go ballistic on him if he rubs her the wrong way.
Cut it out, Canyon. Bailey knows how to handle herself, and she will make a good impression,
Dylan said, ignoring his family's skeptical looks.
She'll do fine.
Thanks for the vote of confidence, Dylan.
You got it, Bailey.
Bailey knows how to handle herself, and she will make a good impression. Dylan's words rang through Bailey's head as she rushed into the airport 15 minutes late, and she couldn't blame her delay on traffic. That morning, she had been called into her boss's office to be told she'd been promoted to features editor. That called for a celebration, and she'd rushed back to her desk to call her best friend, Josette Carter. Of course, Josette had insisted they meet for lunch, and now Bailey was late doing the one thing Dylan had trusted her to do. But she refused to accept that she was off to a bad start, even if she was. If Mr. Rafferty's plane was late, it would not hurt her.